Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to discuss a very debated doctrine, the doctrine of original sin. What do I mean by that? Well, there are some, including myself, who believe that the Bible is very clear that we as humans come into this world alive in the physical realm, but dead to God in His realm, which is the spiritual realm. Why are we dead to God? Well, that's because we are separated from God. Why are we separated from God? Because we have all inherited Adam and Eve's original sin. Their sin has been passed down to all of humanity. Why? Because Adam and Eve had been chosen by God to be the representatives of humanity. Thus, what they did has been passed down to all of their children, including us, because we all come from Adam and Eve, right? So, the doctrine of original sin says that every human is born with Adam and Eve's original sin. That is what I believe. That is what I believe the scriptures are clear on. However, there are some who say, no, 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 no. There is no such thing as Adam and Eve's sin being passed down to us. Therefore, they believe that humans are not born with original sin. They will say that we are born into a sinful world, and therefore that's why we sin, but they will not hold to the doctrine of original sin. And I recently had a meeting with two Orthodox priests, and they were very clear to me in saying, no, 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 we do not believe in original sin. And as I thought about that, I said, you know, that is so sad. Because really, what they're saying is, we do not believe in the authority of Scripture. We do not believe that God's Word is His inspired, inerrant, infallible Word. What they are saying is that the Bible is not really the Word of God, the truth of God. Well, wait a second, Andrew, that sounds a little harsh. No, 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 it's not harsh. Why do I say that? Because Scripture is very, very clear that we all have inherited Adam and Eve's original sin. Let me just walk you through a couple sections in Scripture. Back in Genesis chapter 6, very beginning of the Bible, three chapters after Adam and Eve had sinned and brought sin into this world and the consequences of sin, death. Well, here we read about mankind. And God, in chapter 6 of Genesis, starting in verse 5, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. This is one of the strongest and clearest statements about man's sinful nature. That's because sin, as we see here, begins in the thought life. Now think of this. God is making this statement about humanity during the time of Noah. Don't forget, we're not so far removed during this time, the time of Noah, from Adam and Eve. And yet we see that already at the very beginning of the Bible, the very beginning of humanity. God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. This is a great description of what's called total depravity, that we as humans are so corrupt inside. Doesn't mean that we can't do something good, but we could never do something good enough to earn our salvation, good enough to pay for our sins, because we are corrupt from the inside out. Our thoughts, our words, our actions, our will. Well, some of you may say, well, wait a second, Andrew, that verse there, though it describes how wicked humans were and are, doesn't show us anything about original sin. Maybe these Orthodox priests were correct in simply saying, okay, no one's born with original sin. They are simply born into a sinful world. And maybe that's what happened during the time of Noah. The people born without original sin started to sin because they were in a sinful environment, and therefore every intent of the thoughts of their hearts eventually only became evil continually. Well, let me give you a little lesson on reading the Bible. You always interpret Scripture with other Scripture. You take a verse here, and the verse is very clear, saying that God saw complete wickedness on earth. The question is, where did that wickedness come from? Did it come from original sin? Or did it simply come from people being born into a sinful world? You always want to interpret Scripture with other Scripture. Is there anywhere else in Scripture that might talk about sin, that might talk about people being born into sin? Let's see. Go to Psalm chapter 51, and let's see what King David may have to say about that. Psalm 51, we read the words of King David, by the way, inspired by God the Holy Spirit, who only speaks truth, never lies. What did the Holy Spirit inspire King David to say? And right here, we read in Psalm 51, verse 5, David said, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Sounds like David believed in the doctrine of original sin. Actually, it sounds like the Holy Spirit believed in the doctrine of original sin. Whoa, 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 wait a second, Andrew. I think that a case can be made that David said he was brought forth in iniquity. Perhaps David was referring to his mother, who was sinful, and even his father. Perhaps when David said, "and in sin my mother conceived me," maybe he's making the point that the Orthodox priest said, that David was conceived into a sinful world. Okay, I'll give you that point where we say, okay, at this point, we're still not 100%. I would say this verse tells me clearly 100% that we're born with a sin nature. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that people like these priests and maybe others who are listening right now will say, wait, the case isn't so solid yet on this. So we saw in Genesis 6 that God looked at humanity and he saw only wickedness, that every intent on people's hearts and minds was evil all the time. We now fast forward up to Psalm 51, verse 5. King David says very clearly, he said, "I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Why don't we now go to Romans chapter 5? Let's see if we can bring all of this together. Romans chapter 5. The Apostle Paul, again, writing under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit. Look what he says, starting in verse 12. "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world." Who's the one man? Adam. Why is Eve not included? Well, Adam is given the blame for sin simply because Adam had been given the command by God and the responsibility by God to make sure there was obedience in that family. although Eve was the one who was deceived, Adam was the one standing there. Adam was the one who had known the command. Adam, we believe, probably, naturally, would have passed the command on to Eve. Nevertheless, when Eve was about to reach for the forbidden fruit, Adam did nothing about it. Adam is held accountable. So, we read here, just as through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, the consequences of sin is death, spiritual death, physical death, eternal death, damnation. We read, because sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men. Why? Because all sinned. Aha! Sounds like to me that the original sin of Adam has been passed down to all of us because all people have sinned. Scripture is clear that through one man, sin has come to all man. How? Because all of humanity has inherited Adam's original sin. Therefore, when we come into this world, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, Paul says, we come into this world not alive to God, but dead in our trespasses and sins. How is it that we are born dead to God, disconnected from God? Because we're born into a sinful world? No, because we are born with a sin nature. More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where today we are talking about a doctrine, very debated doctrine, called the doctrine of original sin. There are some, again, if you were with us on the first part of the show, we wanted to make it very clear what Scripture says, that every human has inherited the original sin from Adam and Eve, okay? They were our representatives, the representatives of all of humanity. They were our representatives, and therefore what they did has been passed down to every human being, meaning that we all come into this world dead to God, separated from God, under the judgment of God. Why? Because we have all inherited Adam's original sin. Now, we looked at Scripture, Genesis 6, Psalm 51, verse 5, Romans 5, Ephesians 2, verse 1, that make it very clear that, again, we as humans are not born simply into a sinful world, and therefore, that's why we end up sinning. No, we are born into, yes, a sinful world, and we don't become sinners once we enter into this world. Rather, we are born into this world with a sin nature. Where did we get that? It has been passed down to us through from Adam and Eve, the original sin. So we don't sin because we're born simply into a sinful world. We sin because we are born with a sin nature. Paul said in Ephesians 2:1, we are dead to God in our sins and transgressions. Romans 5, just as sin entered into the world through one man, Adam, therefore all have sinned because we all inherited Adam's sin nature. King David said, I was conceived in iniquity. He wasn't talking about that he was born from simply that he was born from a sinful mother and father. He was saying, I was born with a sin nature. Therefore, that's why God said as early as Genesis 6, as he looked around at humanity and he saw their wickedness. That's why God brought judgment, because humans are born with original sin. And because we are born into a sinful world, you combine those two factors and you have wickedness. You have immorality. You have ungodliness, unholiness. You have blasphemy. You have every sin imaginable. Where does that come from? It comes from within every human being. In fact, Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, he makes it very clear to his disciples. He says, verse 21, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. Jesus said, all these evil things, listen now, proceed from within and defile the man. So, the Bible is very clear when it comes to the doctrine of original sin. Every human is born with that which Adam and Eve brought into the world. Well, wait a second, Andrew. How do you know? Why do you say that we all come from Adam? Wait a second. My parents aren't named Adam. Well, let's go to Acts chapter 17, and we see very clearly there again what Scripture says. The Apostle Paul, actually, this is Luke, I'm sorry, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he talks about how God created humans. Verse 26, he, God, made from one man, who's that man? Adam. What did God make? Every nation and mankind to live on the face of the earth. Adam is our federal head representative. Adam and Eve, parents of humanity. Every one of us have come from Adam and Eve. And guess what our lovely parents, Adam and Eve, our original parents, gave to us? Guess what they passed down to us? Guess what that wonderful gift they gave us was? Original sin. And here's the deal. How did it come down to us? From every person who has ever lived to eventually our human parents. Again, you know our lovely human parents who loved us and who used to buy us all kinds of Christmas gifts and on our birthdays give us all kinds of gifts. You know what the greatest gift they gave us was? Original sin. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Thanks. Right? Well, yeah. And that is the explanation of what we see happening in the world around us. You know, it's so easy for people to blame this person or this party or this group for what we see happening throughout the world. Well, yes, people are culpable. People are responsible for atrocities. But nevertheless, if you want to understand what is going on and why, you have to go back to the source. The source is original sin. You get a bunch of people who have a sin nature and you put them in a sinful world surrounded by all kinds of other people with sin natures. What do you get? Look around the world right now. That's what happens. And now, again, as I said on the first part of the show, when I sat down with these two Orthodox priests, and they said very clearly that the Orthodox Church does not believe in original sin. I thought, how sad. How sad. You know why? Because that tells me that the Orthodox Church does not believe in the Holy Scriptures. They deny the authority of God's word, because God's word is clear when it comes to the doctrine of original sin. They deny the sufficiency of God's word. They deny the necessity of God's word. They deny the inerrancy of God's word. They deny the infallibility of God's word. They deny God's word. By denying the doctrine of original sin, you're basically saying, well, yeah, I see what it says there in the Bible, but, what do you mean but? There is no but. Well, I can interpret it this way. No. There's not many interpretations of the Bible. There's only one interpretation, God's interpretation, because God is the one who inspired the scriptures. Our job is to find out through deep study what God meant by what God said. And scripture is crystal clear. It's called the perspicuity of Scripture, meaning the clarity of Scripture. When it comes to the doctrine of original sin, Scripture is very clear. Again, another example, back to Romans 5, where the Apostle Paul, again, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said that, talking about the gift of salvation, he says the free gift in chapter 5, verse 15, is not like the transgression. Okay, he's now trying to make difference between Adam and his sin that's been passed on to all of us, and Christ, referred to as the second Adam, where his all-sufficient, supreme, final sacrifice has been passed down to us. He says, but the free gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one, meaning Adam, the many died, do you see it? For if by the transgression of the one, the many died, meaning for by the transgression of Adam, which has been passed down to us, as a result, we all come into this world spiritually dead, disconnected from God, facing physical death and then the eternal damnation. For if by the transgression of the one, the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, the perfect God-man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. Verse 16, the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation for all. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in justification. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as through one transgression, watch this, there resulted condemnation to all men. That's pretty clear on the doctrine of original sin. Even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men. Isn't that great? That's called the doctrine of imputation, that Christ's righteousness is credited or imputed to our account, so that when God looks at you, Christian, he sees the righteousness of Christ accredited to your account, and therefore he can say, Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Do you see that? Just like the righteousness of Christ has been credited to us, you have to understand, the sinfulness of Adam had also been credited to us. Do you see? That's called the doctrine of original sin. And therefore, to deny that doctrine is to deny the scriptures. And that's very sad. Because listen, if you're going to pick and choose which doctrine you like and don't like, and if you're going to come up with all these excuses and say, well, this is how we interpret it, guess what? I'm not going to buy into and compromise and agree with lazy and slothful interpretation of the Bible. Scripture is clear. We all are born with a sin nature. It's crystal clear. And to deny that is to deny the Word of God, the authority of God. Well, you open that can of worms, forget about it. That's how denominations go on the downgrade and never recover. And it is so sad. And I was so sad as I sat in that office with these two Orthodox priests, very nice men, very friendly, but very, very wrong, very, very deceived. And the very sad part is this. They're teaching that wrong doctrine, that false doctrine, which denies original sin. They're teaching that to the people. Christian, that's why you need to be diligent in studying God's Word. You can't just read a verse here, a verse there. You need to study the Word. You need to understand the original context to whom God inspired His Word, those people. You need to understand what they were going through. You need to understand the historical context, the original language. You want to get to God's interpretation. What did God mean to them by what God said to them? That's how you study the Bible. Go to the original context, and then you take the principles and apply them to yourself. Most people, what they do, they read the scripture and then immediately bypass the original context, the historical context, the grammatical context, and instead they say, this is what I think the scripture means to me. Really? That's sloppy, slothful, inaccurate, incorrect interpretation. No, you want to know what God meant by what God said. And scripture is clear. When it comes to the doctrine of original sin, every human has received from Adam and Eve a sin nature. And it's from within this corrupt, sinful soul, core of our being that we have, that comes out all kinds of hideous, wicked, corrupt behavior. But thank God, just like sin came into the world through one man, and all have inherited that sin. Thank the Lord that through Jesus Christ and His perfect, supreme, all-sufficient act of righteousness, fulfilling righteousness for us, paying for our unrighteousness by being punished on the cross, dying for us, rising from the dead 3 days later, paying for our sins in full, thank the Lord that that which Christ did for us has been credited to our account. And Christian, the righteousness of Christ is on your account, imputed to you. And by God's grace, that which Christ did for you, reverse the curse. You're no longer dead to God, you're alive to God, and you have a home in heaven with God forever. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.